Chapter 136. If only time would tell. I make my bed and lie in it. This much is certainly true. Rudimentary it is, but better that way, in that it is easier to avoid excessive sleep-ins and in-bed overstays. I pin a note on the wall opposite, reminding me to get out of bed each morning and into action. As any artist marginally devoted recognizes, making progress requires a considerable amount of shape and discipline. Above all, a routine. To the left of the note, which reads, "Get out of bed, you fool," is a window overlooking what was once a garden, filled now with creepers, rotting mulch and other debris, the fallen dreams, good intentions and futile gardening of other times. There is a message there somewhere, which I am yet to ponder in depth and decipher. In the meantime, I lie in bed, ignoring the note on the wall for an extra moment or two, while retracing a dream still lingering in the hallways of my mind. It is a dream rooted in this endeavor of mine. In the dream, I am hired to sing for the fat boys. As it is in dreams, this is taken for granted, as everybody knows who the fat boys are. I take the bus up the steep and winding road to the village where they work and live. They have a restaurant up there, little more than a shack with tables set up under the trees. And sure enough, when we get to the end of the road, here they are, in their matching khaki shirts and white aprons, folding paper napkins and placing them on the makeshift counter. They are immense, the fat boys, like giant maggots, a conical shape with no neck at all, their pale bodies tapering off at the head. "It's one last wish," someone in the crowd leans over to whisper in my ear, "to hear music one more time. They don't live long, you know. You should be happy that the last music they hear is yours." And sure enough, as I take out my guitar and start playing, one of the fat boys puts his head back against the crates, closes his eyes and falls asleep, or falls into a state much deeper than sleep. The other one won't be far behind, though for the time being he continues with his work, folding paper napkins on the counter, apparently distracted by the slow, deliberate plucking of my fingers on the strings. I ponder this scene, wondering about just what it can mean. As dreams are missives of some kind, aren't they? Momentarily dangled before us, then instantly whipped away. Are they messengers or omens, or simply the inane antics of an addled mind? I make my bed and lie in it. If only time would tell.